my first time telling a story, so I'm a little nervous. And sometimes when I had a lot of coffee before this, too. And sometimes when I'm a little nervous, like, the stories go through my head in sequence, but what actually comes out is only, like, a portion of it. So for those of you that know the story that I'm going to tell, if I miss something, just give me a cue or something, because I might forget. And I didn't even decide my story yet, because it's between the first time I got a puppy and the first time I went to jail. And I'm not... tell. Okay, so I'll tell the story about the first time I went to jail, which is funny because I can totally relate to TGIF Fridays and the knitting club. And I'll take it one step further. I was one of like five kids in my senior class that didn't go to senior cut day because my mom wouldn't write me the note. And I was going to go on my permanent record, which is ironic because now I write people's permanent records. I'm like, it doesn't even matter. You just put it in the shredded bin, whatever. Okay, so I'm glad the story was a little heartfelt before because mine is too. Get ready. So the first time I went to jail, actually, it may have been the second time. The first time I went to jail, I was a graduate student in the counseling program at Hopkins. So nerve-wracking. I think I already missed a part. damn it, I gotta go. Okay, so I was a counseling student, and they had us do this practicum course where we go into Jessup Correctional Facility and we counsel one of the inmates. And the mental health services are awful and the system is corrupt. And so I felt like I would just feel right at home. And I went in, and it's kind of like, it used to be an old, I think, Christian day school or college or something. So it was kind of like a college campus. There's all these different areas, except there's criminals, and there are these hardcore women that are, like, eyeing you down, like, oh, they're the fresh meat. There's the new interns coming in, and we're going to. And it was really scary because I'm sitting there with my DSM-4 ready to diagnose them with personality disorder, NOS, and anxiety. But they were really hardcore, and they were there for some pretty significant things. So I was scared out of my mind. And as a result, I really wasn't doing the job that I was supposed to be doing when I met the client that I was working with, Miss B. And she was 21 years old, and I think she had a five-year-old. And she was in for something with drugs and weapons and blood, and it was just a mess. And I couldn't see beyond all of that. That scared me. Because it was my first time in jail and because everyone was so hardcore. So I struggled with it. And because of that, I wasn't myself and I wasn't doing the job that I had been trained to do because it was so much about this exterior. And I really didn't get to know Miss B. So I met with my advisor and was just looking for some type of feedback because I really wasn't helping her. And what she said to me was that counseling is like a dance, and that really to work with someone, you really have to know how to dance, and you have to be able to kind of do this, you know, back and forth. And I said, okay, I was really good at the electric slide when I was in middle school, so I can do this, I can dance. So I learned to dance with her. I learned to do this kind of back and forth, give and take, you know, get to know her. She didn't really get to know me, but, you know, I self-disclose what I needed to help her to understand that I understood what she was going through, and that just really helped to deepen the experience for me and help me to really help her. And I learned more about myself because of that, and I think that was really important. So that was my first time in jail, but I was really moved by this experience, and it really kind of was the cornerstone of my graduate education. So because of that, I decided that I wanted to share that with 600 of my closest graduating friends. And I decided to write about this and apply to be the graduation speaker at my graduation last year. And I did, and it was really weird. And so, but I thought, you know, this isn't going to wow people. This isn't going to, you know, it's not going to grab people's attention, because then people are going to be staring at me like they're doing right now. So I felt like I needed to do something like extra. So I decided to write a little poem, which the graduation committee told me was a rap. So I kind of wrapped it. So I told the story about Miss B, and then I said this. I said to the nannies and the grannies and the ones we call abuela, to the pop-pops and the grandpas and the other ones as abuela, to the fathers and the cousins, the uncles and the sons, to the friends and to the neighbors, sometimes they're the only ones. To the aunts and to the daughters, and then even grandkids too, to you, we all say thank you for the things that you must do. Hold on a second. To the boyfriend or the girlfriend, or perhaps the baby's dad, please excuse me if I've said something, don't mean to make you mad. To the husbands and the wives, it's because of you we thrive, and the integrated step families that teach us compromise. To the nephews and the nieces whom we love to bits and pieces, to our employers or our income source, it's how we pay our leases. To the professors and the teachers, some with classrooms, some without, the life lessons that you taught us we will hold without a doubt. To the ones that aren't here today but still can feel their presence, to Miss B for her strength as she exudes an incandescence. To the sisters and the brothers, and we can't forget the mothers, and now fill in your own blank, because I'm sure there's many others. We say thanks, merci and danke, gracias and arigato, toda, and this in sign language, cheers, grazie and mahalo. So in conclusion and summation, before I lose my reputation, I'll need to say it quick so we can start the celebration. Congratulations is in order, because now we have the chance, based on our circumstance, to get up and take a stance. And to the grads, I hope you dance. And I told this story and this poem in front of my graduating class, and Senator Ben Cardin was sitting behind me and offered me a job as a speechwriter. And I totally declined, but it was a fun story.